chill. Right on my side is the eagle becomes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, all you usual suspects out there. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on for hour number two. Nick still under the weather. Tyler, as we appreciate him and you appreciate his music.
Bro, you are getting so much love on the text line. Like, everybody just like, he's the best music, whatever.
I mean, he lives here. He knows every bit of inventory of music in the entire station.
I mean, we've already given him props. You guys stop. Just
tell him you can have the cleaning bill at night for, like, the maid service to clean the kitchen.
I appreciate, Barry.
I wouldn't have given you props if I didn't appreciate.
What was that?
What, living here, do you have to pay, like, half the cleaning bill when they clean the kitchen? Because, like, that's where you eat?
No, I actually use the clean kitchen now.
Yeah, I do too,
so
by the way.
So we don't have to clean it.
And there's less thieves on that side.
See the weird stuff growing in the fridge.
People swipe stuff out of the main kitchen all the time. I brought in a full bottle of ketchup. I used it once. It was gone.
Mm. Oh, that was because of probably because of
and it wasn't Harib. Yeah, I wasn't. Sure? Yeah, I actually called him out on it. And he's like, bro, not only was that me, but I respect ketchup lovers. I'd buy another bottle. I'd go, okay, cool. I can respect that.
It must be shout-out day. What is this, the Del and Rahil show with Tyler? We don't do shout-outs.
Everybody wants a
shout-out.
Not you. On the text line. Like,
people are wanting
shout-outs. Drake was like, hey, guys, wish me luck. Final meeting with a new job, and hopefully I will receive my offer. That was Drake. Good luck. Hope you get it. I mean, I hope you can still listen.
Yep.
And then there was this on Twitter.
Okay.
Lauren Pope.
Our friend.
Yeah. Was like, can I get a shout out for my mom, Paula? She's in the car with me. Keep it clean. What's up, Paula? You sexy thing, you.
Was Paula. That
clean? That's clean, right?
Paula, your daughter wants to be the executive producer of our show, but we appreciate her listenership.
We do. We do indeed. And,
she's never doing Way Back Wednesday, however.
Yes.
Got this text. Taj Gibson is overrated. Harden is going to abuse him in pick and roll situations. You keep drinking that red Kool-Aid and you let me know how that goes, okay?
Yeah, that one I don't know that I necessarily agree with. Somebody also texted and said, I've been dating a Texas cheerleader for 2 years. Oh, what happened to it? You just deleted it.
Oh, sorry.
Bro.
I deleted the wrong one. Sorry.
Get the hell out of the... What are you doing?
I'm entitled.
We can't both be... Okay, you're doing the text from now on. I'm not... I can't. I'm mid-sentence. You deleted the text on me.
I thought I was deleting the one I just read.
Just like, but anyway.
Go find it.
Somebody texted. No, you go find it.
I will.
You look at it.
I'm doing it now.
But somebody said, I've been dating a Texas cheerleader for 2 years. Should I propose? First of all, nobody believes you. If you send us a picture of you and her, not in her uniform, but give us the name so we can look her up and validate it, then I'll believe you. Until then, I'm not answering that question because to me, it's silly.
I agree with that completely, wholeheartedly, and we discussed it. Yeah, been dating a Texas cheerleader for 2 years. Should I propose?
T-Wolves are not a good defensive team. Minnesota 17th in the NBA in defense. They're not all that. Calm down, Joel. And then I want to come.
Did I say they were going to win the series? No. Did I say there was one guy on their team that could really play defense and won them the game last night? Yes. Again, yell, oh, yeah, when you come crashing through the wall with your Kool-Aid pitcher. Otherwise, just shut up.
Shout out to Tyler. I'm not doing that anymore. Stop texting about Tyler. This is not about him.
Mo is texting. He feels awful.
Well, he should.
Yeah, so he's trying to make it up to Chris. I don't know how he plans on doing that.
He's going
to
buy him a nice steak dinner.
Oh, he spoke with Chris. He'll be traveling out to him. Oh, Mo's going to go see him. Now, that's a good gesture.
That's how you
do it. I like
that.
That's what you do.
That's why the folks at Houston Family Nutrition are top-notch.
Folk.
Yes.
The dude. You know.
I want to come wait in today. Well, that would be weigh in, not wait. But I get it. I want to come wait in today. I don't think I can make it to Mo by 3. What time does the station close? 5:00.
Yeah. Be nice to Esme.
Be nice to Esme. I bet if you got here at 5:15.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know if she'll still 5:00. Be there.
Get your ass up here. 5:00. You have until 5:00 today or tomorrow. Get it done. You can do it.
I don't think make to Mo.
Huh?
The follow-up to I want to wait in is I don't think I make to Mo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to wait in. I wonder if that was a speech to text faux pas.
I would hope. I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Did you see the schedule? Now, are they going to – so I was looking at – you posted the Rockets-Wolves schedule. Yes. Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Right.
That's a long time in between.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And then four TNT – or three TNT games in the ESPN game. Are they also going to be on AT&T Sportsnet? Do yes. I get to still
hear – the non-ABC games in round one are available on AT&T Sportsnet, and then they are done.
So I do get to hear Bill Worrell – thank
for the
God.
Home games, I believe, alone.
Yes.
But I'm not sure. I would think if they go A-team, Craig should do radio and Bill should do TV across the board if that's what you're going to do.
He shot it from Mount Bellevue.
That's coming. Okay.
I know. I'm not watching. I'm watching it on TNT.
Three-point play the old-fashioned way is coming. That's another staple of the Bill Worrell.
Yeah.
And cold-blooded. Anything is
and
cold-blooded.
I like cold-blooded. I like cold-blooded.
Those are Worrellisms.
Like yeah, I like cold-blooded. I like the three-point play the old-fashioned way. You know, I've actually even started to enjoy Ariza for Threeza. I'm not even going to lie. I used to hate it.
Too corny.
It's kind of grown on me because it makes sense. It's right there. Like, it almost... You would
I like when he sits on it, though, with Ariza for Threeza.
I don't like
gives
that.
You a little extra. I like that because it shows Bill getting a little animated. It's good.
But all the other stuff, you know, the key to the second half is some team's going to have to outscore the other team.
And if they do.
Back to you, Bill. Thanks, Clyde.
If they do, you know, they're going to win.
So bad. I love Drexler, but not doing that.
Yeah,
nope.
Look, I mean,
nope.
The Rockets were 4-0 against the Timberwolves, so they should take care of business.
They should.
But again, as we said all along, the regular season was a hell of a fun ride. It all starts from scratch right now. And all that hard work, you got to go out and make sure you take advantage of it now and keep the home court. You know, I don't think it's going to be difficult in the first round. But based on what we just said, if you see OKC in the second round, even Utah defensively, but if you see OKC in the second round, then you see the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, it's going to be a bumpy ride at times. It's going to be a tough road.
So what are you saying? Rockets in five?
In this first one?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
I do.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Definitely think short series here.
Tyler?
Take advantage of it.
Sure. Samesies.
No, you can't just say that.
Why not?
Because you have to
think. You just did.
I want you to pick with your head.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So okay. you think Rockets in five. So if we would have said
pick with your heart, you go sweep.
If we would have said Rockets in six, if we would have said Rockets in six, you would have gone six?
Maybe.
Just lazy.
But if this was the Astros.
You know what? You just make the playlist.
If this was the Astros, you would be like, dialed in.
Yeah, you would.
You were hooting and a hollering in there yesterday on that when they were making that comeback.
He's a big-time Astros fan.
No doubt about it. I know that.
Die hard. This was from Caleb Berry. While your point is absolutely valid, it just sucks that these NFL teams would rather pander to a group of ignorant people rather than support somebody that's trying to make a positive difference in society. That was back when we were talking about Cap.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you got that in there.
Yes. Trying to get them all in, Joel. You know how we do here.
The other thing from the NBA before we throw to break. This Westbrook thing last night.
Whore. Stat whore.
He kept denying it. And why was he denying it? Because you knew he was going to do exactly what he was denying doing.
Let's play some trivia. I know you know the answers because I told you this already. I'll play with Tyler.
Yeah. Yes.
How many? So last night, Russell Westbrook needed 16 rebounds to average a triple double for the season. He got 20. How many times in his career has he gotten 20 rebounds? One, two, three, or four? Trick question. None. Oh. He's never gotten 20 rebounds in his career.
I was going to say two.
He's done 19. He's done 18. This year, he's not pulled down more than 17. He did that twice and 16 twice. Yet, for some reason, with two games to go and a triple-double within his sights, he pulls down 18 and 20 rebounds in back-to-back games.
You see his numbers
two games.
You see his numbers at the half last night?
No, what was it?
Remember what I told you? You can really tell if he's a stat whore or not because it's going to be a blowout. Will they sit him down? At the half, he had 12 boards and 11 dimes and 1 point.
Yep. It's exactly.
No doubt.
You know what that means is you're not part of the offense. You're part of the rebounding when you have 1 point.
And then Carmelo dancing around it.
You're not looking to shoot the ball because guess what you usually don't do when you're shooting the ball? Follow your shot and get the rebound. That's why he wasn't shooting the ball. He was like, you shoot it. That's where the assist came from, and I'll get the rebounds. That's exactly, it was a complete stat whore thing.
Carmelo dancing around it, too. They said, do you think that he steals rebounds? And, and Carmelo was like, look, man, I mean, you can't fault a guard that's got that much energy and the way he goes after it. And as long as someone gets it for our team and we go the other way to start the fast break, then you can't, you know, whatever he does, he's going to do, but it's better than the other team. And it's like, okay, Carmelo, you're just basically saying you guys have to deal with it.
Translation, yes. Yes. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's all he was doing. He was padding his stats.
All right. So Sunday, game one.
James Harden would never do that. Disgusting.
Right.
What?
Okay. 8 p.m. TNT and AT&T Sportsnet. It is game one. Rockets, T-Wolves. First two at home. Next one Wednesday. Then the following Saturday, as Barry was saying, back in Minneapolis. That's just dog do. That there's so much time between games. I just hate it.
Me too.
No back-to-backs, but it doesn't have to be that long.
At least it's baseball season, so you got something to watch.
True. Good point. All right, so we're going to continue around. We're in roll hour two of the three-hour extravaganza. And of course, you are the usual suspects for a reason. We appreciate you because you not only listen, you participate. So phone lines are open, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Please stand up, cause I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Big Terrible, Texas, where legends are born. Look, Kiki the Don, original screwed up click. This dedicated to DJ Screw, Fat Pat, Big Mellow, Big Steve, Bun. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. And on ESPN975.com. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra. This just in, Keith, suck it.
Wanted to get that out of the way real quick for your glorious text message.
You looked it up?
Oh, you told me about it. That's all I needed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, Keith, double suck it.
Yeah. Joel's getting some hate on the text
today.
Yeah,
and then Mr. 45 Puns, I could give your phone number out like Barry. I won't the first time. The second time, try me. Try me.
Ooh.
Okay? How about that?
All right, so our guy that said he dated a Texans cheerleader.
Yes.
And, hey, I got your picture, Tyler. Bleep you, too. Yeah. But the guy that said I dated a Texans cheerleader... Should I marry or should I propose? I said, send us pictures of you two together. He sent us pictures of her with another cheerleader. So either I'm a sexist and assumed it was a dude and it was a chick asking if she should propose to her girlfriend, Texas cheerleader, which I don't know. Or he didn't follow instructions because anybody can figure out who a Texas cheerleader is and go to their Facebook and pilfer some pictures and send them to us. So I need a picture of you and her together. And if you tell me you don't have one, then you're a damn lie. You're either lying that you don't have one or you're lying about
you're
dating a Texas cheerleader.
You're just faking it.
I need better proof, sir, before I
you're
can
You're perpetrating
believe
the
you.
Fraud right now until
That's
we
a
have
good,
proof.
Yeah. I mean, she's cute, though. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, she's cute and she's alone.
I don't know what her name is. I guess I wouldn't give it out anyways. That would be rude, right? Would that be rude?
First of all, wait a minute.
Do I stop now?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's putting that by you at any time? What has made that stop you?
I gave out a listener's phone number for being mean, trolling me. But that dude, he had it coming because he followed me all over Facebook. He would go to my fan page and send me stupid messages trying to troll me.
Stalking.
Yeah, it was well beyond the normal hate text that I get.
Yeah, because Mr. 6393, last four digits, you can't even spell. So if you want to get in there... Make sure it's Ariza, not Aliza.
Hey, never guys, mind. What's the best way to watch the playoffs? NBA League Pass? I don't know.
TNT No. All of them are national TV now. The only ones that you don't is if your cable system or whatever doesn't get NBA TV. NBA TV. Otherwise, yeah, TNT, ESPN, ABC, all and NBA. The reason why the Rockets have that space between games is the NBA, especially in the first round, wants to try and have at least one game on every single night until the first round is complete. So... That's why they spread it out.
Knuckles on Twitter said, do you think MVP is a lock for Harden at this point? And do you think that the rest of the league agrees with that? Yes and yes.
And a matter of fact, Kobe Bryant came out and said,
what else does the guy have to do? Yeah, yeah, LeBron's had a good year, but he said, you know, you look at the – and he was very honest in things that we've said on this show several times and just came out and said, look, if you look at the guys three of the last 4 years, he should have been MVP. They can change the criteria all they want. He said, what does the guy have to do? Average 40, 15, and 15. He's got the best record in the league. He's leading the league in scoring. They're doing everything right, and he's also getting high numbers on assists and rebounds without having to stuff the stat box. Bottom line is, Kobe Bryant said, hands down, James Harden. And amongst the six experts at ESPN that were polled, they all said it's about a 98% chance James Harden gets it.
If he doesn't, then just shut the league down. It's fixed. It's stupid. If James Harden doesn't win the MVP this year, you shut the entire NBA down because it's pointless. It's dumb.
Yeah, because, and again, there's no definitive criteria.
Make an argument for somebody else. I'll listen. If you want to call and make an argument for somebody else that's reasonable, I'll listen to it. There isn't one. That's the point.
There's not.
If you called 713-780-3776 and tried to tell me why James Harden shouldn't be the MVP, I'll tell you you're dumb to your face. There's not a good argument.
Now, before you give me that really dirty look and start coming at me,
I'm not
going to give you – this is not coming from me. Devil's advocate would say if I could have bring up any two names, it would be LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. What happened last night is going to be like Dwayne Wade sending a tweet out. Come on, man. I mean, he doesn't get enough pub and enough love. A guy that averages a triple-double 2 years in a row. Great. Your team sucked. It underperformed the entire year. It's playing better now. But overall... And we talked about the stat whoring that went on at some points, too, especially when your team was sucking and you were still soaking up points and rebounds and assists. But you will hear the Westbrook argument because of that, because of the 2 years in a row and because of the triple-double he averaged again for the year. And you'll hear LeBron because he took a bad team that was in complete and utter turmoil and turned them into a team that's going to be a top-four team. And his stats from a guy that every year we've talked about being the best player in the world, his stats have gone up for a guy at his age. Great. Golf clap to you. Hey, you did it again, but you didn't do enough to supersede what Harden's done.
No, and you can talk about points and all that, but at the end of the day, remember that James Harden lost the MVP a couple of years ago to Steph Curry. Why?
Because their team was better.
Their team had a better record. So guess what? Both of the guys that you just made a case for, and I know I'm saying you right. as the not the you specifically, Joel, but both of those guys that they're making a case for in LeBron James, fourth in the East. Russell Westbrook, fourth in the West. That your argument to me is moot. The fact that none of them led the league in scoring. You can say that he averaged a triple-double, but he had to whore himself out to get it the last two games. 38 rebounds in two games? Come on, man. That's just basically, you're just whoring. So there's no good argument for me. For anybody else to win that award. There's just not.
I agree with you. And it really made me sick to my stomach when LeBron started coming out in interviews to say...
Go fix your hairline, LeBron.
Yeah, and when they asked him, well, of course, me. You know, and then Westbrook kind of hemming and hawing when he was here last week.
I mean, yeah,
get over yourself, all right? You got it last year, and you did what hadn't been done in a while. I get it. But you got way too much pub for that, and that's probably what pushed you over the top anyway. This year, hands down, no argument. Stop it, okay? It's a different scenario come playoff time. We said that, but for the regular season, James Harden, without a doubt, is the MVP.
Word.
Shout out to Nick Aguiar, by the way. He said to the three of us, went from 233 down to 207.
Yo!
This weight loss challenge came at the perfect time, and I can't thank you guys enough for the motivation. We thank you, Nick, because that is exactly why we did this.
Nick.
We're going to keep doing it as long as we're on the air, and it's good stuff.
That is badass, dude. Congrats to you, Nick.
So, with that being said,
I hope you're getting all kinds of sex now.
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of sexy time. Huh?
We got to make sure that we get everybody coming back from break. We're going to tell everybody we're going to do a party for the weight loss challengers
on Monday.
It is Monday the 16th.
Yeah. Cowboys and Indians.
So there you go.
Don't try to correct me. I know when it's time to go get Cowboys and Indians.
Well, yeehaw! All right, so we're going to give you all those details. It should be a fun experience, and
you know
for
what
all
I could
of you
go
that were
right
weight
now?
Loss challenge contestants, we need to come on by, stop by, see us.
You know what I could go for right now?
Some non quesadillas.
No,
a Himalayan heat burger.
No.
How about a Falbo's pizza?
Yes!
How about that? How about with the weekend on the horizon and you're looking for a great a great place to get deep dish and hand tossed pizza from a real pizza oven with fresh ingredients. I tell you, especially if you're over there in the Sugar Land area, Fable Brothers Pizza, it is like no other. It's right there off of 59 at Sweetwater Boulevard. It is fantastic. My man Hani runs that joint, and he runs it well. All fresh ingredients all the time. Everything from calzones, which they call foul zones for Fable Brothers, to all of their food. You can dine in. It's a small front area dining, but if you take it out, it's the perfect place to stop when you get a party going on and you want some great food and don't want to worry about all the hassles. It is fantastic. It's the best pizza hands down I've had here in Houston, and they take care of you. They deliver within a 4-mile radius of the store, but more so than anything else, you check them out and try it once, and all the listeners that keep responding to me when they try it, they get taken care of. You mentioned my name and ESPN 97.5. You get a 15-20% discount right off the top, and then after that, you realize how good it is, and you know you're going to want to be back. Fable Brothers, 281-240-4779, FalboBROSPizza.com, or 4779 Sweetwater Boulevard, right off of Highway 59. Believe me, you can tell them Joel Blank sent you by, and they'll take care of you, but you know that they're going to take care of you because that's great pizza.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back out of the halftime break. It means 90 in the books, 90 still on the schedule right here with Tyler filling in for Nick as well as Barry and myself. Wanted to again remind you, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is going to be the home of the weight loss potty. So if you have been busy cutting pounds and following the challenge, we're going to have a celebratory party for you Monday, April the 16th. We're going to be at Cowboys and Indians in Midtown or the Montrose area, AJ. Regardless of which way you do it, there's only one location, and we're going to be broadcasting live. Then we're going to be hanging out and indulging,
yes,
as we do with the great
Come
food
by.
And bevs. So stop by.
They haven't figured it out yet, but there's an incentive to come by.
It's going
to
be worth your while.
Yeah, there may be some free food involved or severely discounted food involved. Come by, come hang out, come have lunch, come celebrate. It's a great way, you know, we're getting like JJ texted the show. He said, I went from 385 to 347 and I'm still working, which is badass. But come by and show some love, you know, just come by and hang out and have a lunch with us. And we'd all appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure.
I haven't lost a single pound, and I still want to go and I want to get that burger with that sauce
good.
On.
That's so good. I'm telling you, dude. Now, Tyler, you had it, and you're impartial, and you would say, well, you're honest. I've been touting it as one of the best burgers in Houston, and I think you may have kicked it up a notch with that sauce.
What was the 56
It's legit,
sauce?
Though, isn't it? It's the 65 sauce.
65 sauce.
It's legit burger, isn't it?
It was really good. It was juicy, it was moist, but, like, legitimately one of the best burgers. With that sauce, though, very
next
messy.
Level. So, yeah, very messy, but next level.
But that was your move.
That was nice.
I always like to kind of play
You're
around.
You're a foodie. You're good.
You like to play around. You like to experiment.
Yeah, I do.
That's your kind of thing,
you've,
huh?
You've been experimenting before, huh?
With food.
With some sauce? Right.
Uh-huh. With okay. food and sauce.
Tyler, I'm going to hire you for my DJ for my next wedding, or for my wedding this summer. All right, there you go.
I can refer him to somebody else.
Yeah, Tyler's like, nah, you I just do that here, bro.
It's good cake.
Sending Joel some love on the text line for giving the Thunder some love. It's Riley.
Riley, you're
I'm
welcome.
Guessing you know who Riley is?
Nope.
Okay. Never propose to your girlfriend unless you know for a fact she's going to say yes. Unless, wouldn't that be the best way out? Like, if you know your chick doesn't want to get married and you don't want to be there anymore, but you don't want to break up, you just go, hey, will you marry me? And she's like, ugh, no. And you're like, well, then I'm out. You don't want to marry me? Yeah, what are we doing works. Here? That would be the only other time to propose is if it's kind of the long con, right? Like, you're finessing the game. Wait, who uses that? What? Huh? Is that twice now?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Here's the thing, too.
Okay.
If you are inept enough to have to ask us the status of your relationship and if you should take it to the final level, you're an idiot anyway. And it doesn't matter if that's her profession or that's because of her looks or anything in between. It's how do you get along, and do you have chemistry for the long haul? And if you do, make the call yourself. I'm not going to leave it up to somebody else to tell me, hey, dude, she's hot. You should marry her. Believe me, hot's got a lot of problems. Let me just say that. Yes. Over the course of my history, hot can have a hell of a lot of problems.
You ever met a hot chick that didn't have issues?
It's a good point.
Never.
Yeah, my wife.
They don't exist. Oh,
see what
yeah,
I did there?
Smart.
See
that
what I
smart.
Did there?
Yeah. They don't exist.
Man.
They're like unicorns.
No,
they're fictional.
No.
You read about them in Playboy or Penthouse forums, but they don't exist for real.
Nope.
Hey, now you're a pitcher. You were a pitcher.
Was.
College pitcher.
Yep.
How much would it piss you off if you were pulled in a game after six innings? You've only thrown 77 pitches, two walks, three strikeouts, a no-hitter going, and you
I'm
get
hot.
Pulled.
I'm hot.
Well, it happened. Marlins pulled Harleen Garcia from a no-hit bid in the sixth inning. Now, what's funny is the Marlins manager, was it Mattingly, was talking about it prior to the game. So this is a kid that they got out of the bullpen and wanted him to start to become a starter. He had already thrown a couple of outings, extended outings as a reliever, and they were asking Mattingly about it before the game, and he says, I mean, you know, he could throw 90 pitches. Depending on the situation, we might get him up to 105 and 110. So why, at 77 pitches with a no-hitter, do you yank him then? You just committed to 90 to 110 pitches, bro.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Oh, that's so bad.
And this is coming on the heels of Ned Yost, who the other night had no idea his pitcher was throwing a no-no.
Yes.
And thank God his bench coach, Dale Swain, was able to say, you probably don't want to do that. He's still throwing a no-no.
Oh, God. What is the deal with managers not paying attention?
Know.
You had Aaron Boone in spring training.
Kapler.
Not warm up a pitcher. And then they had to bring Betances in from the dugout, from the locker room to come back into the game. You had Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia forget to warm up a bit. What's going on?
Goes to the pen and calls for a pitcher and no one's up.
Yeah, no one's there. Like, what are you doing? You got one job. And, one job. Delegate. And, delegate.
To
That's
Boone's
easy.
Point, he probably just never realized that the coach did that.
He was like, well, his point was, I was doing an interview. Guess what? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you tell him, hey, I got to stop this interview. I got to get this guy warmed up.
Yeah.
Now, where are you on the opposing manager, right? Because the Braves manager, the umpire's looking out for the well-being of the pitcher, right?
Right.
So he said,
yeah, he said, you know what? I'll give you a few extra warm-up pitches.
Give him a few extras so that he's got it warmed up so he doesn't hurt himself. And the Braves manager was like, whoa, hey, not in the rules, no. And he ends up getting tossed because of it. But I understand that, look, it could be an advantage for your team, but that's a tough one. I mean, obviously, in the spirit of competitiveness, he wants to win the game, but that's a tough one.
Yeah, I think I would be – if I'm on the opposing team, I would be a stickler for the rule book at that point.
I'd
you know
agree.
What, Gabe? Not my fault you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you're going to get your pitcher hurt.
And then dude gets a lighter pocketbook because he gets fined because he gets tossed.
Yeah, I would be super pissed about that. I'd be like, Gabe, you owe me for that, Mr. Kapler, because you screwed this up and got me mad. And then I got ejected.
No doubt.
Yeah, you're on there. Now, who had the... Oh, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
After this, after the break, who had the better fight? Was it Yankees-Red Sox or was it Padres-Rockies?
Oh, Padres for sure.
I don't know.
After the break,
remember,
Tyler, do you not know what a tease
Tyler,
is?
Way to hammer the
Come
tease,
on,
Tyler.
Man.
I didn't ruin...
Yeah, you did. We were teasing it, and then you just... God.
Nobody's basing their opinion on my opinion, okay?
Okay, that's true.
Well, depends on the
that's
music.
That's true.
All right. Lawrence, call back, too, by the way. We'll get your Rockets question out of the way.
Yeah.
We're just going to touch on some baseball. We don't
what,
want you to go
out?
Anywhere. Yeah, he bailed on us.
Come on,
so
Lawrence.
Come on back, man. We'll get to that little dilemma with the fight night that was Major League Baseball last night and other things. So hang in there. Stick with us. Lawrence, come on back. 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, so we've covered some hoops, covered some football, and we have some baseball to get to. Astros off, so we're not baseball-centric per se. But plenty happened last night after an ass-whooping in Game 1 that the Red Sox put on the Yankees.
Yep.
Yankees kind of flipped the script last night, but it was not without drama, as Barry teased Tyler before the break. There was lots of theatrics going on because of some bad blood that is always there, Red Sox-Yankees, but got stirred up by a play at second base that you just watched. So if you want to...
Yeah, Tyler Austin, on a fielder's choice, sliding into second. It was a force play. They weren't even trying to turn two. He goes in, spikes up, which is, it's kind of an unwritten rule that you don't necessarily do that, but it happens. The problem is, on the play, I don't even know who it was that was standing on second base, but he's kind
it's
of
not Pedroia.
No, but he's kind of catching. I got to go back
I'll
and
get
look.
It for you.
But he's kind of catching it like a first baseman almost. He's kind of got one foot on the bag, and he tries to pull it away in time. But as Austin slides through, he puts his leg out. It's not like he just slid through the bag and happened to catch him. He put his leg out with the intent of spiking him in the calf, and he achieves that. And then that's when they start arguing and jawing back and forth, and he tries to say it wasn't dirty. No, Tyler Austin, it was absolutely dirty. It was a dirty slide, spikes up, you went for his leg, that's dirty. So his next at bat, he gets plunked, and he goes after, who was it? Who threw the pitch?
Joe, the guy that came over from the Cardinals with the goggles that throws 100 miles an hour.
Joe Kelly, that's
yeah. Right.
And then all hell breaks loose. Now, my first thought when I saw, because I didn't get to watch the game, but I saw Red Sox-Yankees brawl, and I thought, oh, Lord. Stanton and Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez.
I heard some sound clip of somebody saying, like, oh, once Judge was coming at me, I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Which...
Brock Holt.
I totally get it.
Yeah,
it was Brock Holt. Yeah.
It was actually from Brock Holt who said it.
I get it. I mean, I wouldn't want to fight those dudes either. And at one point, Judge had one of the... Did he have Kelly in the headlock?
Yeah,
he had some pitcher
in a headlock and was ready to just toss him aside.
And so there's that one. And then there was the Rockies-Padres game.
Well, let's be honest, though. There was two or three in the Yankees-Red Sox game.
That was the second one, but that was the big one because the benches cleared. The bullpen came in.
Yep.
The bullpen came out the first time. Then the second time.
There was lots of punching and kicking and screaming and biting and all that. But in the Rockies-Padres game, I got to say that was my favorite. And for one very simple reason, the glove throw.
Dude. Oh.
Did you see the video of it?
Yeah, I did.
I want to get his name.
Why couldn't he throw like that against the Astros?
Everybody was saying that. I mean, you can't throw a strike otherwise, but you threw it at the guy's head and whistled that one by too.
What was who was it? Who was
Luis
pitching?
Perdomo.
Yeah. So Perdomo throws behind Nolan Arenado, which he did not hesitate. As soon as the ball went behind his back, he's charging the mound. And as he's running to the mound, Perdomo takes his glove off and just hums it. I think they clocked it at 78 miles an hour, the glove. No,
that's a lie.
What? A lie.
But, I mean, he almost hit
He almost hit Arenado with the glove, and then Arenado catches him on the back of the head with a punch.
I'll say this. The first haymaker, he did a hell of a job to get out of the way of, because that lands, he is in trouble.
But they were squabbing. Arenado was not happy. And then you talk about big guys breaking it up and getting your face. Mark McGwire of the Padres and Arenado are actually friends. But Mark McGwire's in his face trying to calm him down and talk to him on the opposing team, mind you. He's a Padre.
Right.
But trying to calm him down and, I guess, explaining what was going on or whatever. And that's one of those ones. Look, the Rockies had been hit a couple of times in the series already. You're going to have a message sent. That's just baseball.
Yep.
And they threw behind you. It didn't hit you. It wasn't high. It wasn't at the head. It was at the middle of his back, just like the ball that hit Austin. in the Yankees game, it hit him in the middle of the back. When you're going to plunk somebody, that's what you do.
You hit him in the ass or you hit him in the back?
You hit him in the middle of the back of the ass. You're not going to hurt anything.
Don't headhunt.
That's right. And in neither one of these was there any headhunting going on. That's just good old-fashioned Donnybrook baseball.
And I love Chipper Jones, who went out to Twitter on the Red Sox-Yankees one and tweeted out, and he's right. He tweeted, you slide in with your spikes up and you catch a piece, you're going to get thrown at, young fella. That's how baseball works. It polices itself. Whether people like it or not, that will never change. But I love the spirit in both squads, though, Yankees-Red Sox. He's right. I mean, they're going – baseball, whether we've talked about it over and over on this show, the unwritten rules of baseball. You either agree with them or you disagree with them, but either way, they're not going anywhere.
So I found the clip of Brock Holt saying that he doesn't want to fight Stanton or Jeff. Nice. You want to hear it?
Yep.
Involved with any of those guys, you know, I mean, not just those two. They got a pretty big team over there, so you know, it happened. And the typical Red Sox Yankee game, about 4 hours long, and a couple bench clearing brawls. So you know, we're right on track here.
That's great. I don't know that Eric Resendez is even listening. He tweets us all the time with questions.
Right.
He literally just tweeted, hey, guys, which brawl was better, Yankees, Red Sox, or Padres, Braves? Also,
thoughts he's been listening the whole show.
On the app.
Also, thoughts on the slide into second base? No, that tweet was 4 minutes ago. The delay isn't that long. This is 2 seconds
Barry,
now.
It's Eric Resendez. He's been listening the whole show.
No. Like, that's just, I don't know. It makes you just feel like you're out here just all for naught.
And here's the thing. It's so rare that people watching at home on national TV get a chance to see Red Sox Yankees, that at least they got to see some action when they saw the game.
Right.
Good Lord. Even John Shambi, one of the play-by-play guys for ESPN, was making fun of the other night, hey, you guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have the only game of the year between the Red Sox and Yankees on ESPN. And he went, no. Because he knows every one of those games is going to be on.
Yeah.
And if it's not, it's on Fox or it's on the national game.
So my favorite of the two was the Padres-Rockies, but only because of the glove throw. I thought that was awesome. That made the fight for me. And then Arenado was not holding back. It wasn't one of those basketball fights where it was like, hey, I'm going to find somebody to hide behind and then puff my chest out and start selling some wolf tickets. No, they were headhunting.
You know what I was thinking, though? The real problem with all this, when brawls used to be great, was when they didn't have so many cameras. Because guys coming off the bench were just looking to sucker punch someone and really drill somebody they don't like or whatever. And now you just can't do it because they'll go back on instant replay with 18 different camera angles and find the guy coming off the bench that got a relief pitcher
that
didn't like.
Who was it that got somebody on the ground?
I don't remember, but I know that there's been a couple of really
cheap shots.
What was the really massive one?
No, the massive one that I think you're
was
thinking
it Strawberry?
Of was, it was
no. This was like
Bryce
last year
Harper and who was it? Was it against?
Here we go again.
Bumgarner.
Okay, you're right. This. Like movies. No, but the one I'm talking about was back in the day. It was Orioles Yankees, and I think Strawberry was on the Yankees, but wasn't playing that day. But he snuck out of the dugout and he drilled the living snot out of somebody and thought he got away with it. And the camera behind home plate happened to catch it. And like 3 days later, they're like, Daryl Strawberry suspended for a week.
Gary Sanchez and the Tigers Yankees brawl. That was the cheap
shot. Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember
Gary
that
Sanchez
one.
Yep. Got caught on camera cheap-shotting somebody.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I do remember that one.
You're right, though. The cameras, you got to be – I wonder where Sanchez was.
Like Chris Paul.
You think he learned his lesson where he's like, oh, hell no. I'm going to – you know what?
Chris
I'm gonna
Paul
be over
should
here.
Do an off-season seminar on that because – he was the guy that got caught nut punching in two different cases because of all the cameras in the ACC tournament for basketball, the first one. So, yeah, you got to realize that there's no getting away with it anymore when you're talking about TV games. And then we're talking about all these brawls. Then we get the Rangers, Elvis Andrews gets plunked with no brawl, but he gets hit in the elbow and he might have a fractured elbow.
That's
early in the season, man.
That's the last thing that they needed. The Rangers. They're already...
Well, that's a damn shame they're coming to Houston, too.
The Shields is out. Rougned Odor is out. Doug Fister's out.
What's wrong with Odor?
I don't know.
Andrews is going to the DL now, for sure. Yeah. So all those guys will not be here playing the Astros.
I know that they're banged up already, the Rangers. And, I don't feel sorry for
me
them.
Either.
I can look up what Odor's injury was, but I don't have to find it.
Andrews left the game after being hit on the right elbow by Kenyon Middleton. Initial x-rays examined by Rangers team doctors indicate fractured elbow. He was put in a splint. Undergo additional x-rays, CAT scan on the DL.
Remember how we were looking up basketball nicknames?
Like Joe Johnson, you mean?
Yeah, like the Armadillo Cowboy yeah. for Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
So Baseball Reference has those as well. And I was looking up Rougned Odor to see.
Stinky?
Yeah, Stinky.
Really? I just guessed.
Yeah, Stinky, Ruggy.
Ruggy's one of them, isn't
Ruggy.
It? Ruggy.
Or El Tipo. What the hell does El Tipo mean?
Just a tip, Barry.
We need a...
That's what it means.
Maybe we need our Hispanic delegation to tell me what the hell
but
El Tipo means.
Well, here comes Eric Resendez.
T-I-P-O?
Yeah, El Tipo. Huh, I don't know.
He's a Tipperillo guy. That's he likes those small type. Cigars.
The type?
Yeah.
That's stupid. What?
Tell you what.
Dumb
he
nickname.
He should be the haymaker.
Yeah.
Because lights out. That guy, yeah. when he throws a punch.
How do you say the jab in Spanish? That should
yeah,
be
ask just, Joey Bats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's,
no, that was
he should be the Sandman.
That wasn't a jab. That was
I said a haymaker. I mean,
just boxing.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Here you
Thanks
two
for
go
correcting
again.
Me.
All
Appreciate
right.
it.
On air, at least it was. Jesus. All right. Right now, I'll tell you about Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and I tell you about it for good reason, because I got all my furniture from Mac at Gallery Furniture because they have great quality furniture that could last a lifetime. It's all American made. It's all solid wood. Whether you get leather or upholstered furniture, it is great stuff, and it's they're going to treat you right. They do everything the right way there, including finding more convenient locations for you all across town. It used to be the only location was the I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker. Now you can head out to Sugarland and Katy area off of Grand Parkway, or you can get down to the Galleria right across from Dillard's on Post Oak. Regardless of which of the three locations you hit up, it's all going to be the same service, the same deals, and the same quality care. That means if you buy today, you get tonight. That means no back order slips, and that means they're going to save you money because that's what they do. They're in Houston. They've been in Houston. Mac's 67 years old, and he's been having that store open for about 40 years, and I'm not exaggerating, so he knows as long as you're here and he's there, you go see him, you'll get taken care of. That's the way they want you to think. It's fantastic furniture at a great price and with quality customer service. That's all you want when you're looking for anything in this world, especially when you're looking for furniture. And the Astros deal is still going on again, where if the Astros win it all, you get it all. Buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win the World Series, you get all your furniture free. He did it last year. He's doing it again this year because he loves the people of H-Town. He's a great man. You know what he's done off the furniture floor when he's taking care of the city of Houston in trouble times, but he's also the guy that's going to take care of you when you walk into one of his three stores. Check him out, Gallery Furniture, because Gallery really will save you money.